party, people. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elk, and I'm hiding under my bed.
And you might all be wondering why it's a party time. Let me tell you, Elk, let me open the window, okay? Because we heard that now, like, really people are allowed to go outside and do stuff. So, I mean, we're still not going outside, Elk said, because she really cares about us being safe. But since our basement window is actually several miles away from, you know, other people, we figured, well, she figured, and she's the sciencey one around here, people. So she said that if we open the window, it'd be okay, and probably COVID-19 wouldn't get to us. So fresh air. Oh, it's so nice. Don't you think it's nice?
I'm still under my bed in my hazmat suit. Because you can never be too careful, and you can't trust what other people say.
Well, if I get sick, I guess I'll blame you, because you let me open the window.
I couldn't handle her nagging anymore. She would just stand by the window, staring like a puppy, looking at a doggy treat.
Oh, is it really? Well.
It was time.
Well, I appreciate it. And in honor of such a happy celebratory occasion, we're going to talk about something fun, and that is Shrek the Musical, which had its Broadway debut in 2008. It is based off of the movies, which you probably know, and if you don't know, you've been living under a rock longer than we've been living in this basement. And also, apparently, a book by a man named William Steig. The book was from the early 90s, so that's news to all of us. Shrek was a book first. That's kind of cool. The musical itself, the music was by Janine Tesori. Book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abair, who's a pretty well-known playwright. I always find it interesting when playwrights write the books for musicals. It makes sense, I guess, but I always find that kind of cool that they branch out a little bit. And then our scores on that, we gave it violence 1.5, and of course we'll go into all of these numbers later. So violence 1.5, language 2, romance 1.5 also. Yeah, you want to take it away, Elk? You're a pretty big fan.
Well, I actually really liked the adaptation, even though there are certain things that are just so... It's one of the few musicals that everyone brought their kids to that I was like, yeah, I could see why you brought your kids to this. I like other musicals that sometimes people bring their kids to, and I look at these people and I think, are you insane? Do you expect your children... Yes, okay. Like, do you expect your children to grow up with any sense of well, morality, but I guess no, but a sense of anything by bringing this child to this musical? The answer to that, I guess, is no, or the parent probably didn't think it through. So that's why we're here, to help you think things through. Yay for us. But I actually did think it was a great adaptation. We haven't read the book. We just found out about this William Steig character person, apparently, who wrote this book that spawned everything. He's not alive anymore. He passed away before the second Shrek was released. So, which means that he probably didn't see the musical either. But he should know that they did a good job. They did a great job adapting it. Also because cartoons, they used to try to keep them shorter. I don't know how long Shrek is, but it's probably not as short as a lot of cartoons. But usually when it's shorter, there's a lot that you can't fit in. And there are certain things that they did fit into the musical. They added some good humanity to Shrek that was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And also when it first opened on Broadway, you had Brian D'Arcy James opened for Shrek. And then you have Sutton Foster for Princess Fiona. And you can't get better people than that.
Oh my goodness, can I just for a second take over and talk about Sutton Foster? Because I love Sutton Foster. Okay, first of all, she's gorgeous. Second of all, she's super talented, but not just talent. Well, okay, I said she's gorgeous, but she's just like, I think she has a glow about her. Like, she's a very positive person. Anything I've ever seen about her, she's just like happy. She was like on Instagram, and yes, I follow her on Instagram. She's posting pictures of like her kids and her husband, and they're at the beach, and she's just like so positive. And then her talent, she reminds me of an old-time Broadway star. Because she has an incredible voice. And everything that she's in, her voice is fit for that specific character. Like in Thoroughly Modern Millie, she sounded like Millie in Shrek, she sounds like Fiona in Anything Goes. Everything she does, she's very different. And she has these great facial expressions, which are super fun, and also remind me of some of the earlier Broadway stars who are the women in particular who were also really funny. Like, they weren't just these serious, you know, some of them were really funny. And she dances. She tap dances. It's like old world Broadway is here in the form of Sutton Foster, because she dances and she tap dances, and I just kind of want to be her.
Yeah, this is, it gets awkward if we let her ramble too long about Sutton Foster. But also, I definitely agree, her facial expressions are unmatched. She does not even need dialogue to just give over a whole scene. She's so good like that. They were very good casting choices for these characters, and anybody who's got them, anybody who could get either of them, and definitely both of them. And apparently also, Sutton Foster is really good to work with. Apparently people like working with her a lot. So
that's good. I'd be really devastated if she put on this really positive front, but was secretly not a nice person. That would make me very sad.
I've heard tell that people like her. We'll never know until we meet her ourselves, which who knows if that will ever happen.
Do you hear that, Sutton Foster? We're calling you out. We want to come meet
you. meet us. Yes. But so anyways, a lot of you know the basic story of Shrek. Right, Shrek is an ogre, and he leaves the swamp one day, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes and rescues Princess Fiona, and then he gets a donkey friend, and blah, blah, blah. Then he falls in love with Princess Fiona. Huh?
Donkey friend promises to make waffles. It's very important.
Yeah, waffles, you're right. Waffles is a very significant part. Yeah. And so romance, we actually gave it a 1.5 because everything revolves around the romance of it. Even though it's not really descriptive and it's not really heavy, there is a kiss that happens. And there is, yeah. And there's like reference, a lot of love reference, but we also bumped it up a little bit because the donkey gets together with the dragon and we do not understand that.
I find that weird.
It's really weird. So I know everyone, I guess it's supposed to be some sort of joke thing. And in the cartoons when they come out and it's like, baby donkeys with little wing dragon wings, like no, we are no.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, so for make us uncomfortable, we had to bump up the rating on that.
Yeah,
and then they do descend also a little bit to like kids humor with certain things where they start burping at each other and then they start burping at the other end also at each other. And that was kind of like, oh come on, like I know kids are laughing at that, but kids are immature, so that's the opposite of what we spoke about in the last episode with Knight's Castle, where that brings a maturity to the kids readers, and this is not. But overall, Shrek, they definitely did a good job with the adaptation. And then language is 2, because there is the C word, C-R-A-P word, comes up in one of the lyrics. Not often, and we know how they skirt around the A-S-S word a lot. But still enough, that's what the ratings say. And then Vines is 1.5 because Riz, you know, Lord Farquaad gets incinerated by the dragon fire, not literally, or they'd have to have a lot of Lord Farquaads for the musical. But there's fighting, and they are fighting the dragon. There are people getting locked up and stuff like that. Nothing too vivid, nothing that goes over, but enough that we did have to clutch our pearls a little bit. And I just want to add on that I think one of my most favorite songs of a musical, I love the song because of what it does to the story. They add in, there's this moment, you know, where Donkey's kind of pressing Shrek, have you ever had dreams and stuff like that, and then Shrek sings the song, where he sings like, I guess I'd be a hero, and he kind of like gives in to what his dream would be, and it's a very wishful kind of song that actually just digs really deep into Shrek. So I thought that was, I really like what they did with that. And there's also even on the opening songs where it's like Shrek talks about how he's going to build a world against the world, so they do, there is more substance to this. I'm like, yeah, it's fun and it's funny and the music and the cartoon is fun and funny. They do add some depth and substance to the musical, not in a way that you're like, oh wow, we're going on some sort of, you know, philosophical who knows what, but enough that you feel like that they added more to it, that they made it a little bit deeper, and just that it makes the story fuller, I think.
Ties everything together.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And also Lord Farquaad, they kind of explain that, like, I think they say that his dad was, like, a dwarf or something like that.
I think
he has that song.
The Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah. So which kind of, like, helps, like, oh, he always resented that, so that's why he doesn't really like the fairy tale creature so much. So they do add to that. And when I went to see it, because the guy who plays Lord Farquaad, he's basically on his knees the whole time. And they give him, he's got this really long black cape to kind of cover his feet. And when he goes for his bow, everyone was just applauding him like crazy. Because to go a whole show like that when you're on your knees, and everyone could see, like, wow, that is a really awkward way to move. And the actor, it was just so fluid the way he did it. So he got an extra clap for that. So that was fun. There's a lot of good stuff to it, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I like about it, is that for a new musical, it has a lot of the theatricality and costumes and set and of an old Broadway show. So even if, I mean, it's geared towards kids because it's based off of Shrek, but it also has such wonderful production value that would make kids enjoy theater, I think, but also would make the parents who might be bringing their kids, even the grandparents who are bringing the kids, appreciate all of the creativity that went into that production.
Yeah, and almost anyone can enjoy this.
Yeah.
Like, it does suit all ages, definitely.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix, so since, if you can't get to Broadway in general, and right now you can't get, well, you could get to Broadway, but there'd be nothing to see because everything's yeah. closed. But it actually, it still is really good if you're watching it on Netflix. So I definitely recommend people doing that.
Yeah, I think I saw the video first and then I went to see it live. Oh. I don't remember, which is, I don't always do that because sometimes once I've seen the show already, I feel like, okay, I've seen it, I don't need to see it again. And then when I actually went to see it live, unless I did opposite, but I think it might have been in that order. And it felt like, yeah, this was great. Like, it was, like, it felt, like, worth it. Like, hey, good job,
yeah.
everyone. And also because then I got to see Brian D'Arcy James and Sutton Foster, because that's what I saw. They were already on the road with it, so I didn't get to see the originals, but I didn't film.
Ooh, you know what we could do? Okay, we have two options. We could continue talking about Shrek, or we could write a fan letter to Sutton Foster. I vote for fan letter Sutton Foster.
You can write the fan letter, and I'm just going to go back under the bed. Till the window's closed.
Okay, I'm going to get my stickers. Crayon. And colored pencils. Markers.
And glitter.
Okay. All right. I'm working on that. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.